Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. that was charisma. Yes. What's up, Istanbul, Turkey? Welcome. You're listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Late night, like last Friday night. We had so much fun last Friday night broadcasting. Decided to do it again today. Had the show scheduled for earlier today. Then decided, well, why not broadcast late night Friday night like last Friday night? Hey, I wonder if Prince and Third Eye Girl are, well, they're in Chicago this weekend, right? I hear that they're in Chicago, Prince and Third Eye Girl are in Chicago, and also the group Bush is in Chicago also. But again, thank you. Right now, I'm checking out PerezHilton.com as I begin tonight's show. But it's been a rainy couple hours here in Jackson, Mississippi, in the deep south. So I was hoping that the weather didn't get bad. It was just a good rain. Because, you know, we can have rain or we can have bad storms. You never know when a tornado was formed, but we're just having good thunderstorm weather right now. So I haven't seen any reports of tornadoes or anything. So it's good to have a good rain, right? Some of my friends on Facebook and I, we were talking about how we love rainy weather, friends around the country and world, but not when it's bad weather. But I mean, a lot of things going on this week since the last broadcast on Wednesday. I think Wednesday was the last time we broadcast, Wednesday morning. And as I'm looking at PerezHilton.com's website, California court rules same-sex marriages can resume except in state. So, you know, congratulations. You know, because we're making history every day, every second. And so anybody who knows I'm a proponent of the LGBT community. And so a big shout out regarding that. So I'm mentioning that right now because that's what I'm looking at PerezHilton.com's website. And wait a second. Also, do you guys like the song Protection by Dread Days? They followed up with me and wanted to make sure that I had received the song, and I figured they had been listening and checking it out, but they just wanted to know if you guys have been really digging Protection. And I told them that most definitely you have, and they will be guests on the show in the very near future. True God Immortal said he would be premiering new music from Soul Revival 2 next Saturday when he's a guest on July the 6th. On the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. So super, super excited to be hearing his new music, really. Here's Protection Right Now by Dread Days.
Started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Wow. Happy birthday. This is your birthday week, or if you're getting married this week, or celebrating your bachelor and bachelorette parties. My mentor, Whitney Dennis of Louisiana, will be walking down the aisle in a month, the end of July, and her bridal parties and events have started. And so congratulations to all couples that have gotten and getting married this summer. And also, again, another shout out to all the birthday babies if you're celebrating a birthday this week. And or if you're a summer baby like yours truly, I have a birthday coming up in August, and a big shout out and happy birthday to you and new graduates, and are you starting new things, going back to school or starting school for the first time at the end of the summer, or if you're in summer school, big shout out to you. And if you're going through something that's not so hot, definitely sending you hugs and a lot of positivity. A lot of positive thoughts, because we all go through ups and downs. If it's not something that we're dealing with personally, or, you know, maybe loss of a job, loss of a loved one, just that blah feeling. So we all need that. We need each other, just bottom line. So, again, thank you for supporting Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. It's just amazing. And a big shout-out to the Blog Talk Radio community, period, from the staffers, the founder, the advertisers, of course, the listening audience, new and veteran host. Just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's just, this is an amazing community. DJ Swan, San Antonio's own. Stop and fall into the international sky. That's right.
Everything is about a feeling. Money up the roof, cushion in the attic. See, we'll have passion. Everything is lavish. I'm swagging like a diva. You can never match it. Diamonds in my coat. Everything is lavish. Lavish, lavish. Never ever average. Diamonds in my coat. Everything is lavish. Money off the roof. Cush in the attic. See, we'll have passion. Everything is lavish.
I ain't worried about nothing. Yeah, things stuffing. Pulling cash out my pocket like, bitch, I'm getting money. Headed to the top, keep the meter running. No smile on my face, cause ain't a damn thing funny. I'm a beast out, let me breathe now. And I can't see y'all, don't wanna be y'all. I swear I'm posted with my motherfucking team now. We ballin' hard and y'all are stuck on T-Ball. Okay, price on your head, I got money on the table. Riding in the caddy, bitch, I'm listening to Slayer. I got coke and I got weed and I roll it in a paper. Gun on my side and I call that shit my neighbor. Long hair, don't care, bro, I'm smoking on some vapors. I got dough, urban bread, you can call my ass a baker. I'm wearing all black like a motherfucking raider. Running in your house, bro, I'm looking like crazy. Money up the roof, cush in the attic. See, we'll have fashion, everything is lavish. I'm swagging like a diva, you can never match it. Diamonds in my coat, everything is lavish. Lavish, lavish, never ever average. Diamonds in my coat, everything is lavish. Money off the roof, cush in the attic. See, we'll have fashion, everything is lavish. Lavish.
Awesome music. Oh, congratulations to those that are now a part of the NBA. Congratulations, guys. A few guys were drafted from the state of Mississippi also. So, congratulations. Here's Austin Brown.
Thank you.
Lynn Brown is just lamb. I'm not alone, those of us who like it. Just lamb.
Thank you. told you that I loved you with all of my heart. I could have told you, could have told you from the very start. Now you've gone away. I just hope it's not too far. Hope it's not too late. Now this whole thing is so bizarre. I should have told you just how much I love your smile. I could have given you mine in return, but that was not my style. I should have told you just how much I love your kiss. I should have told you. Now I'm sitting here just reminiscing. Had you gone away, I'm sitting here kicking my own bell. I told you, now I'm sitting in my backyard just so. I was just acting way too hard.
Could I had you there?
Barefoot and pregnant, four kids in our backyard, but you went away. Wait just 1 minute. Is that the doorbell? I hear it. Please tell me you come back home. This song I won't have to be singing.
Could I, would have done better. I know you were gonna leave. I'd never let you.
Would have done better.
Should have, would have, could have done better. Love it, love it, love it. Larry Graham featuring Prince. I'm on Twitter, and so I'm sending my best wishes to Deborah Lee at I Am Deborah Lee in the BET Awards, because the 2013 BET Awards will be broadcast live on Sunday. So, Comcast guy came just a couple days ago, just in time. I have BET. End of 106 in Park this evening, and it was pretty good, pretty amazing. Jason Derulo, he had performed. It was a pretty awesome performance. Oh, man, but just congratulations and best wishes to all the nominees and those in attendance. And those of us watching the tube and online, we're going to have fun also, like we always do. But again, I'm sending my best wishes tweet to I Am Deborah Lee and BET Awards. So as we broadcast the next show over the weekend, definitely we'll talk about the BET Awards and all that. And the next broadcast will also be about summer releases. You know, it's 4th of July just next Thursday, and summer releases have been dropping like nobody's business. Matter of fact, the last movie I've seen was awesome. That was back in March, so I have a lot of catching up to do, and there are some films that are dropping that have been released like right now that I really look forward to seeing. I believe I might catch a movie this weekend, but I honestly do not know what, because I have so many on my list. So any, mini, money, mo, I guess. So let me go ahead and send that tweet out, sending best wishes to her. But again, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Feel free to chat and also call at 714-409-6614. What are your thoughts regarding the Aaron Hernandez situation that's been going on? I hear that the Patriots Pro Shop are allowing fans that have his jerseys to trade them for, you know, other jerseys, maybe like Tom Brady or the new player that's recently joined a team. I don't know if Tim Tebow. I guess Tim Tebow has his jerseys available now, but to be able to trade Aaron Hernandez's jersey for another player's jersey. But that has been, I've been doing my best to follow that story. That is a wow story. And then the Trayvon Martin case has been going on. Earlier tonight, I watched the stepmother exclusive interview with Anderson Cooper of CNN.
Stranger, I said, ooh, yeah, reason. Conocen como actriz, cantante, artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Mi bebé nació sana y a término, como debe ser para todos los bebés. Por eso apoyo a March of Dimes y su caminata anual, La Marcha por los Bebés. Únase y participe en La Marcha por los Bebés. Visite nacersano.org.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
PSA for March of Dimes, important PSA. I'm checking out Black Sports Online, and they tweeted out earlier today, and also other sports outlets, that Dwight Howard to announce his decision on July 10th, what he's going to do. Black Sports Online article reads, and this is by Robert Little, Dwight wants to be LeBron so bad. The correct way to do this is quietly go on your visits, make your decision, announce it in a nicely worded press release. And my article just blinked off, so I'll continue. But you can check out the tweet. Okay, here it comes. That's why I love the paper and pen. I can just smoothly just go ahead and talk. But I was talking to a Twitter friend the other day, and he was like, cut him loose, Lakers. He's a big baby. And I was like, yeah, cut him loose, because I love the Lakers. I love the Clippers. This is the Clippers, too. Doc Rivers and the Clippers is a good match. But you all know I love me some Mavericks and also New Orleans Pelicans now, formerly the Hornets. And I was, this Twitter friend of mine was like, cut him loose, Lakers. We don't need him. He's a big baby. And I'm like, well, Mark Cuban's and the Mavs Nation, we want him. And he's like, you all can have him. Mark can have him. And we're like, hey, Dwight, come on to the Mavs. And Kobe can come, too. You know, that's how we feel, those of us with the Mavs Nation. I mean, hey, Dwight, come. Kobe, hey, you come, too. Seriously. And, you know, I always talk about this. A few years ago, I dreamt that Dwight Howard became a Maverick. I was with the Mavericks practice. I guess maybe I had snagged this job. Mark Cuban finally hired me or something. And who comes in? Dwight Howard. Yes, yes, yes. And that was a dream I had. And some of my dreams are premonitions. And I wish that is one of those true dreams, you know. So, Dwight Howard, a Mav. I mean, I could see that. But, hey, July 10th, he'll announce his decision. So, best wishes on his decision. If he remains a Laker, where he's been very successful with the Lakers, or if he decides to do other things. So best wishes, and you know, and best wishes for us, the fans that, you know, want them to stay with the Lakers or either come to other teams, join other teams. You know, so I'm looking forward to July 10th when it comes to his announcements, like many of you.
Shopping on Madison, that diamond's bright like challenges. Who the fuck you think you're challenging? I'm for a season, shoot a Radisson. I'm paper tagging your cabinet. I'm about to bitch first and bag it in. Ha, I tell the truth, I'm bad as fuck and I'm hella cute. You never seen a chick like Trina, bitch. Got a swag you can fill up arenas with. And I ain't fucking shit with no benefit. You gotta rob something, go flip the brick. I'm going harder, 50 racks at Bell Harbor. Me and my female partners, we ballin', bitch. We the buck and fly. Where the money, nigga, bring the cars out. Say my name, you gon' bring the cars out. Trina, my clothes is mean. Shining like beans.
I shine like
breaking niggas. I ain't with that caking nigga. How much check you making, nigga? Is you a Miami Heat or a Thunder nigga? Tell your bitch to stop hating, nigga. It's a bad bitch. What's taking, nigga? Yeah, I'm from the bottom, bitch. Subcover girl, model shit. I love my girl, we are the shit. I take what you make that dollar with. Yeah, hating hoes, we can call it quick. My daddy's back and I'm calling shit. Here we go again, Cali shit. All we do is win. Thirsty men wanna be my friend. Nigga wanna cop me and bend. I'm good, I gotta pick it up. Finna cop the rolls, I'm good with those. Tree nuts, it's so me. Shine in like beans.
I shine like
beans.
Out, cause
see that hoes who act cute get broke down. Suck the dick to them side. And look me in my eyes, gotta make the head fly. I go live, MDMA. A few times I'll just hit the face. I'm racked up, and plus my hoes got their cash up. I don't fuck with hoes with no benefits. You better hit them stones and start stripping, bitch. Trina got shown up in red bottles. Bitch, eat my baby mama, I'm going harder. And my bitch on Molly, smoking ganja. We ride around bumping the oldest starter. I taught her how to shoot and load a chopper. I'm about to teach her how to mix a coke with water. And if she can't, I'ma get her all that smarter. Big and Berg, you see the piece. Them VVS are shining like beans.
Call Wale. Tell Wale call that bitch me and him fuck last night in the motherfucker Roosevelt. Tell that bitch to call Ross. Tell him let me hold this real quick. Let go. Yeah. I'm selling out arenas. Got a bad bitch and her ass fat. She play with balls like Venus. That ass fat like Serena's. That pussy good like Trina's.
Huh?
His true God, featuring Stephen Joseph, Everything Changes. Hey, he's working on Soul Revival 2 and he's premiering new music next Saturday when he returns to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. Super excited. True God Immortal.
True. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk global economics, electronics, and chronic. Look beyond it, it's massive, the bomb sent to atomic. Riot gear, we lions here, roaring at demonic. Fear is for all the kids that's been hooked up on phonics. They say natural disasters, hot spin engineering. It's time to free your mind, your heart spinning. The fear it makes you wanna be optimistic and you being so fearless. But everybody see it, it's so dark in appearance. And we stuck in three wars, 9-11 to Damina. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, from Haiti to Katrina. Makes you wanna be dreamers, niggas looking at FEMA. See the president. It's evident, it's all been a smokescreen to represent whatever you can see in the hope dreams and pipe dreams. The decadence that we see, it's all the torture and forces the rest of you be. And you've been trying to open up and you've been trying to get free. Yes.
Better day another way.
product of my environment. Workers seeking retirement. No social security. Open up the conspiracy. Hold up now, are you hearing me? Running from all the tyranny. Lyrically moving waters. Just know the devil ain't scaring me. Fearing me don't exist. I clearly walk through the mist. Endearing me with the gifts that was given. Punching my fist. The paternal orders enlist. If you started feeling the shift, the news concealing the shit. But I'm revealing the script. So pick a role at your funeral. Pick a soul that seems beautiful. Change it and meme it. Then align with the stars and the numerals. Who are you? Would you stand with refugees in Sudan? Or walk the streets of Japan with knives and pistols in hand? Louder so I can see you. A million rebels are equal to one nation of God. The power is with the people. No politician's inscription. The truth is never mixed up. So if you're ready to rise, then put your fist up. Truth.
It was fed up with these games. All this talk of change.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
Stephen Joseph, what's up, DMV, Baltimore, Maryland, stand up. Hey, that's the home of another one of my favorites, right? Oh, Carmelo Anthony, is he from Baltimore? Oh, but True God will return on July 6th, next Saturday. Super, super excited. Again, he will be a premiere new music from Soul Revival 2. I am super excited. Here's another song, a song which he did premiere last June, about his daughter, whose name is Zuri. But we didn't know her name at this time because she had yet been born. She was born in July, so she has a birthday coming up also. So this is V, which he exclusively premiered last year, last June, right here at Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. True God, you can tweet him at True God Immortal. And also, you can check him out here. He has a couple shows right here at blogtalkradio.com, Wrestling Head Radio and The Spot. All that. He's going to update us on next Saturday, so definitely looking forward. Whenever he dropped by, always fun. I mean, is it not? And you guys feel free to call in and chat in the chat room also.
Yeah.
My own mother won't respect me as a man. We don't have a conversation without getting out of hand. Now I'm about to have a daughter, so our problems just expand. We used to be a unit, start to feel like we disband. Single mother home, she was mostly alone. So the day I moved out, guess she felt she wanna own. And for that simple fact, we've been fighting all the time. I've been gone 6 years, I just want some peace of mind. You think that she'd be happy with me? I'm successful, but every time I see her, it's always something stressful. Said I don't give a fuck, calling me neglectful. I try to speak my mind and she calls me disrespectful. Playing little games, trying to push every button. Never once said she's proud, I made something out of nothing. So what do I say to my child about a granny? And what do I say to my child about our family?
You can talk to your blue in the face about family and what it all means, but you gotta show you mean it. Show you mean it. It's really easy to say the word, but you
my uncle's 54, still living with my mother. He's trying to give advice and she listens to her brother. I never listened to him, never really had a reason. Never thought my uncle was somebody to believe in. In and out of jail, got a child he ain't raised. Would never give credit for this path that I paved. Knowing him the way I do, I'd never have trust. Especially when he looks at young girls with such lust. And I mean, sure, she's just a baby in the womb. But what happens if I go to leave her in the room? And maybe I'll be wrong to assume. But what if I'm right? Cause in my mind, something just ain't right. So what do I say to my child if she ends up molested? The onus is on me, cause I should've second-guessed it. Just wish everybody really practice what they preaches. So what do I say to my child? I'm left speechless.
You can talk to your blue in the face about family and what it all means, but you got to show your meaning. Show your meaning. It's real easy to say the word, but your actions show the lines of blur. You got to show your meaning. Show your meaning.
They say that family goes through trials and tribulations. What if we fall apart? Should we fight for visitation? So what do I say to my child on his basis? And try to explain why our family didn't make it. Perhaps something worse, ain't think of it at first. So how did you explain that her mama died at birth? But that's too far-fetched, so we try to make it work. Pretty sure we'll be okay, but it changes with some spurts. I don't want to raise our child in court. We pissed off at each other, just arguing over child support. And in my head, I have the wildest thoughts. Thinking for every broken family, it's just another child is lost. So now I'm hoping for matrimony and never alimony. I say a prayer and hope that angels are smiling on me. So many people let the small break the big. And my mind is me and you. It's on us to raise these kids. So I try not to be the man that my father was. I plan to give you both my heart and a father's love.
You can talk to your blue in the face about family and what it all means, but you gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning. It's real easy to say the word, but your actions show the lines of blur. You gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning.
True God. Tweet him. He tweets out some interesting tweets. True God immortal. Most definitely. Like my dear friend Dean, filmmaker. Yes, yes. I love it when he says that. Yes, yes. Okay, a song should be playing, but there's a delay going on, so it's time for me to improvise. Should be back on track in just a second. Day two. For the past few months, I've been practicing the cabbage soup 7-day diet. I do it like once a month, and so I got back on it Friday, yesterday. It's Saturday, early morning now, so this is day two. So I should be ending just in time for 4th of July. Yay, but a bad word, because I love me some good 4th of July food. Isn't that something? I love the 7-day diet because I love the cleansing effect of it. Good cabbages, too. Now, I've seen a Ryan Seacrest Instagram picture where he has a cabbage garden. And those cabbages look fantastic. I need a couple of those cabbages. His cabbages, because they're like humongous. Big shout out to Ryan Seacrest and Ellen Kay, Fisher Ellen Kay. I love listening to On Air with Ryan. I especially love Ryan's Roses segment. And those of you that don't know, that don't listen to the show or don't know about Ryan's Roses, you definitely have to check it out. It's hilarious. I'm not going to say any more. You just listen to it on your own. And yeah, I'm quite sure you dig it. Well, I'm trying to see if my music will resume. But not quite sure what's happening. story. Do I have a story? It's where I can read it now. And again, the article reads, "It Dwight wants to be LeBron so bad. The correct way to do this is quietly. Go on your visit. Make your decision." Nicely worded press release and move on. Announce it in a nicely worded release and move on. But since Dwight has a need to be fawned over, he is going to make a big production out of it and just make people dislike him even more. This summer's most sought-after NBA free agent reportedly would drag out the drama when it comes to announcing which team he'll play for next. A source closer to Dwight Howard told ESPN Los Angeles, Howard will be ready to choose and announce his free agent destination on July 10th. Speculation on Howard's destination will continue to July 10th, the first day NBA free agents can officially sign or re-sign. So we'll definitely know on July 10th what Dwight Howard and others will decide to do with their respective teams. So that's interesting. Okay, let's try to get the music back on. It's almost time to conclude the broadcast.
In a cup of drink.
Lost His Own with Ford and the Foundry. Check him out on Facebook and also at ReverbNation.com with Ford and the Foundry. What's up, Big D? Yes. Okay, that was my little warning. But I can go over a little bit more. His India Morrell. Check out Dollhouse Radio on Saturday nights, and also I believe there's a Sunday afternoon brunch and on other days also. So follow India Morrell, Sexy India, on Twitter, and also create a listener profile so you can network with us and mingle with us, interact with us, and visit our chat rooms and have fun convo with us.
Uh-huh, yeah. Ran into a rocker in my restroom. Singer slash actress in my bedroom. Got a half a ticket for a walkthrough. Everything I do is big. I talk big money, I talk big homes. I sell out arenas, I call like getting domed. $1 million voice,
Jesus, just to get some pizza. Fly down to Jamaica to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach, left love speechless. They say that money talk, tell these other boys keep up. What's up?
Oh yeah, that was cool right there. Well, it's time to conclude in just a few minutes, but I'm going to play Protection one more time and a couple more songs, and over the weekend we'll broadcast the weekend edition, either late Saturday night or Sunday, talk about BET Awards and also new summer releases, new 4th of July movie releases, and all other good things, entertainment and lifestyle news. There's a lot to talk about. We didn't even talk about Kanye and Kim's baby, Northwest. Amazing, amazing. I cannot wait to see pictures of their baby. They're just amazing. The best wishes to them. And let's see. Oh, it's more. I can just go on and on. But don't like to squeeze like too much talk in. Love it when you call in, though, and chat in the room. I like doing commentary style broadcasts, but also it's very much fun when you call in and chat with me in the chat room also. But again, have an awesome, awesome weekend, and enjoy 4th of July celebrations, and just, you know, enjoy summertime, period.
What up, though? It's your host with the most, Big Snoopy Deagle Double G, and you inside this techno dance mixtape brought to you by, that's right, y'all, BLE, radio station BLE on your dial. You dig? And we're going to kick it off with a little something like this.
Glove Closet.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for spending time with me this late night of Friday, Saturday morning, or afternoon, evening, wherever you are, my dear friends, supporters of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports worldwide. I love networking with you via this outlet, via online presence, and the in-person. Thank you. You are angels, and just have a fabulous weekend and weekend edition. We'll be on the air, if not tomorrow night, I mean tonight, Saturday night, but definitely Sunday, so we can talk about not only the hot summer movie releases, but also the BET Awards also, and other hot topics, because there's so much to talk about, and I love it when you do call in and chat too, so remember that. But again, thank you so much for your support. And follow me on Twitter. Follow my Tumblr page. I have it tweeted out. Visit the profile. You can link up with me on Twitter, YouTube, the Culture Shock Entertainment Report's Facebook fan page. Just click the link and you're on. Like the page and post positive information and stories and pictures and images and all that good stuff also. It's all about us effectively networking, right? Right. Big shout out to Davidson, and shout out to New Show Studios also. But again, have an amazing, amazing, amazing weekend. And until next time, share and spread love. And, you know, a lot of times many of us are learning how to love properly. Loving ourselves and loving others, and improving our relationships with others, personally and professionally. So, you know, let's continue to do that, improve the way we communicate with one another. But again, thank you. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. B-Truth.